Now, latest forecasts being communicated by the International Olive Council are suggesting that global production this year will drop by as much as around 27%. We have driving that two major countries, major producing countries with a very low forecast, Spain being the first one. And Spain traditionally produces about 50% of the world's production of olive oil. And this year they're expecting up to 55% less olive oil than they had last year. And Italy being the second one, producing normally about 15% of the world's production of olive oil and noticing about a 35% drop in their harvest this year, which is occurring at the moment. And therefore, just on the back of those two alone, offset by some increases in countries like Greece and Turkey and Syria, the global production of olive oil will be down almost 30%, as I said. And this is a very significant shortage in, of supply compared to a demand which continues to be strong for the product.
Most of the product on Australian shelves is imported. So what might buyers of olive oil at the supermarket expect prices to do in the coming months and even now?
Yeah, I think, olive oil is a globally traded product. So what happens to production overseas, it affects prices all around the world, not just from the countries in which those oils are produced. And Australian consumers would have already noticed some increase in prices in the last couple of months of olive oil. But really, the largest uptick in price we've seen is coming to the last 1 or 2 months, and particularly now. Harvest is occurring in the Northern Hemisphere, and we expect to see, of course, Australia is a little bit further away from Europe, so therefore there's some travel time involved in getting olive oil to Australian markets and on Australian shelves, and there's always a lag time between olive oil being available and being on shelf. We might see in February, for example, when the fresh oil arrives from Europe, that all the prices of Australian olive oil in the Australian market will be significantly more expensive. Yeah.
Do you think it could hit a point where Australian product becomes cheaper than the foreign olive oil?
Is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. Is it certain? Absolutely not. And I think there are a number of things at play there. The Australian olive oil harvest, for one, was quite poor in the last season. What will happen to Australian olive oil prices will depend also on what the expectations for the next harvest, which occurs in the Australian winter. And if, for example, we have a very hot summer, which is being forecasted by some, this could force the predictions of volume down in the Australian harvest, and we might see Australian olive oil in just as much of a shortage as olive oil from overseas. So one thing is for sure, we are seeing olive oil prices in countries like Spain higher than they have been for up to 10 years and more. So it's certainly a very unusual situation. It's very different from last year, where the production was very high. But previous to the last year, so 2 years ago, there was also a very low production, which means that the stocks of olive oil in the world are already quite low and exhausted, and that's forcing the price up.
Based on what you've just said in terms of what production's done in the past 2 years, how long do these sorts of trends tend to play out for?
Olives are harvested once a year, and being an agricultural product, of course, they're affected by weather, and there are various stages in the life cycle. I mean, there's the flowering of the tree, which can be affected if there's a particular dry spell or hot spell and the flowers shrivel up and you don't get fruit. Once you have the fruit on the tree, it can be affected by weather again as to whether there's enough rain and enough moisture to create a fruit that's got a high content of oil in it. Generally speaking, though, I mean, the olive tree is known to be quite a hardy tree and therefore can withstand some changes in weather. But what we find is that, like many other agricultural products, when you have a big harvest 1 year, the tree has given a lot of energy into its fruit. And in the next year, it tends to be that the harvest might be a bit smaller. So we kind of see this oscillating effect. And equally, when a harvest is quite low, often we see that the next harvest after that can be quite big. So if we put that into context of what's happening this year in Spain, we could actually very well see that in the next harvest, which would start in October, November 2015, that the harvest could be quite big, with weather permitting, of course.